Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is just between you and me, okay?
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, well, I hear you, but if it's that intense, I'll need a solid buzz to think clearly.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, Dell back in the studio, Captain Ron out here with us. We are live at Texas Mattress Makers. We're going to be here all morning long. You want to be here for when Yuval shows up, trust me, okay? Because he will say something that you'll go, not sure he should have said that.
Uh-oh.
I'm not positive.
Uh-oh. Eunice is pulling him off the mic.
You should. Uh-oh. Eunice said, okay, that's enough. Cut the mics. Can you dump that, Dell? Can you,
well,
at some point, can you dump that?
Dell, isn't it cute that John's asking, like, can you dump that? John Granato said that. Well, didn't you dump him yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure that happened.
That was first segment.
I'm not sure. Well, inappropriately.
First segment. Okay. First segment, you got dumped on your own show.
So, listen, we're out here, and we've got, we're going to have Texas A&M tickets, right? We've got a couple of tickets with a parking pass. All you have to do is show up. And you can win those, and trust me, you'll have a good chance. So if you want to go see the game against UAB, and if you think that's not going to be a good game, I have a feeling you're wrong, because UAB is a pretty good football team. So that is, you know, the SEC plays one of these games, like LSU has Rice this week. I don't want to pile on the Owls, but if you go and look at CBS Sportsline ranking all 129 teams in college football, where do you think the Owls end up?
Well, say that a question again.
CBS Sportsline,
yeah,
ranking all 129 teams.
That's how many there are?
There are 129 teams.
I mean, they're low.
What do you think?
I'm going to say about 126.
129.
Wow.
And UTEP is 128. UTEP came here
just
last
crushed
week.
Crushed them.
Yeah, and beat them at Rice.
Handily.
So
that wasn't it handily? It was at one point.
It was, yeah, I think they won by about 13 or something. But that was the game for
worst
to see who would be the worst team in college football. And it's unfortunate. I mean, they after David Bailiff left, they had a mass exodus.
I feel bad for
everybody.
Blumgren.
Everybody left.
They've got a good. They've got a good coach.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
He just, but I think he knows he's got to get some players.
Yeah, he's got,
if you don't have players, you can't win in college football. It's that simple.
No, and he doesn't have the players. He's got like a 150-pound quarterback playing right now.
Feels like that's not an optimal situation.
No, especially against LSU. I mean, wow. My son was there, and this was the game when he signed up. We knew this was a game, and we've been LSU people, and he was an LSU fan growing up. And so for him to be able to play in Tiger Stadium, boy, am I glad he ain't there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Woo,
boy. I don't want him on the field with that defense, with that Rice offensive line, and what's going to happen on Saturday night. So, So UAB is a good football team. So we've got tickets to that game. And if you're an Aggie and you haven't been, we've got a couple of free tickets. We got the parking pass for you. It'll be a nice weekend if you want to ride up there. It looks like the weather's going to be nice.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be 70 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, and I
we
think
have nice
weather this weekend.
I'm headed up to Indianapolis. We're going to be in the actually, they're going to warm up to 40, the high of 40, and it'll be in the 20s, for about half the day. And in the evening and in the mornings, it'll be in the 20s. So, yeah. I get a
– it's like here.
And I basically just go from here to here.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be just like here.
So, it'll be cold.
Except
even colder.
Now, when
tonight.
Are you going? I mean, you'll leave here at 70. And get
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I get to bring this heavy coat, and it's not going to make any sense, at first. Well, I guess everyone getting on a plane is going to make sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense now, carrying a coat through the airport. We've also got an unbelievable deal today. Black Friday added special. If you've ever wanted an adjustable bed, where the head goes up, the feet goes up, it's the lowest price in Houston, and this is verified, you will not find an adjustable bed lower than this, just $499. This is it's half price of half price, basically. Because whatever Yuval has out here is half the price that you pay in a mattress store, and he's cut this price in half as well. So $499 right now, an adjustable bed. If you are in the market for an adjustable bed, or even any bed, today is the day to get up here to Texas Mattress Makers. We have a $499 adjustable bed. Queen size, right? Queen. So there you have it. Unbelievable deal. You are not going to find that. And that's about half of half. Okay? So let's go. Which means it's probably a quarter. That's what I think. Anyway, I figured that all out by myself. Yesterday in the world of sports, very little happened. Although we do have Deontay Foreman back.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty big deal.
That is kind of a big deal.
I think it's a big deal for for our local football team, because one of the elements that's been missing. I mean, Alfred Blue had some moments in there, but he's definitely not any kind of an answer. And I think what we see is that Lamar Miller can run hot or cold, but Deontay Foreman is kind of the X factor, because we did see that he had the ability to. He's a big guy. He can push the pile and run aggressively between the tackles. That's something that Lamar Miller is really – that's not his thing. So if Deontay Foreman is back healthy – now, Bill O'Brien mentioned we got to see what kind of football shape is. We got to get him in shape. And somebody asked the question, like, what do you mean? You don't think he's – or like, what do you think's wrong with him or something? He said, well, he's not – I got to make sure – he even said, I got to make sure he can carry the ball more than twice without having to go get a drink of water.
Yeah.
That's what – it's. Just because he hasn't played football, just because he hasn't played, people thinking, well, he's healthy and ready to go. He's in shape. He's not in football shape yet. He can't be in football shape yet.
No. But when you have to run in small bursts, because that's what you're going to ask him to do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you got to ask him two or three times in a row.
He's at practice. That doesn't mean that he'll be playing this week, but he's at practice. So they've started the 20. So here's actually what's going on. They got a 21, they call it igniting the 21-day window. So they have ignited their 21-day window. So the 21 days is for them to assess whether or not he is going to be able to come back this year. And so what we're really in is the midst of finding that out. So that doesn't mean he'll play this weekend. That just means they are, I think the odds, they feel good enough that they could ignite that window, meaning he has to come back within the 21 days. I think they feel pretty confident he's going to do that now. Now, does that mean this weekend? It wouldn't shock me if it meant next weekend. It wouldn't shock me, you know, that they let him get some practices under his belt, get his wind back a little bit, and then try to bring him back. We'll see. But I do know that, you know, they're very excited about what they can do with Demaryius Thomas this week as opposed to the Denver game. The Denver game was just like, get out there and, you know, ask around, where do I go? Just run a little hitch route. If he didn't know, one time I saw him talking to Deshaun, and Deshaun's trying to talk to him, and it was right before the snap. Deshaun had to hustle over, and he was in the slot, and he just, like, ran a little five-yard hitch route and turned. Like, when in doubt, just don't do anything. Just don't bring your coverage to anybody else. If you're not sure, just run a little four-yard hitch route. Right. Just stay out of the way. That's what he's like. Right here? Is here good? Dump it to me if you want. I'll gain four.
Yeah. But he looked like he was getting a little frustrated, too. So we'll see. Absolutely. That bye week will help, and it will help with their camaraderie, with the chemistry, everything else. He'll actually learn that, you know, it's not like – here's the deal with Demaryius Thomas. How many routes has he run in his life? You know, not so much at Georgia Tech, but in his pro career, you know, there's not a route that he hasn't run. And it's not like the Texans have invented all these.
No, he just doesn't know the verbiage, though.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all he's got to learn. It's just another language.
Or if there's option routes and maybe there's ways that they run certain things against certain defensive looks, you know, like, okay, against this, you know, we're going to go over the top instead of cutting under – you know, an off corner with inside leverage, instead of going under, we're going to try to push and then go over the top. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's nuances that Wes Welker can go over with him. Isn't that pretty cool that we have Wes Welker as a wide receiver coach, but we don't really ever hear from him, which is kind of the norm for Bill O'Brien's staff, other than you hear from, obviously, Romeo Crennel once a week. But I'd love to be able to hear a little bit more from I just think it'd be interesting to hear from Wes Welker. I mean, that guy was one of the most prolific receivers for a short period of time with Tom Brady until Julian Edelman showed he could, you know, do everything that Wes did, only faster.
Right, right. Well, but wasn't the first little guy, I guess the Waddles and the who was the New York Jets guy that now he's got all the concussions?
Wayne Corbett.
Corbett. I mean, those little guys led the way for all of these little white guys to come in here and actually
make some money. Wes made it to where you could get drafted.
That's true.
Wes was undrafted, even though he was prolific as hell as a return man, too, at Tech. And everyone's like, yeah.
Why
and
now?
Wes like, no, I can play for real. Tom Brady maybe kind of made it possible, too. Tom Brady has made more money for average coaches, you know, who became head coaches, and white guy slot receivers than anybody.
White guy running back, he made.
Oh, Woodhead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't matter. Hey, today.
Running back, period. Deion Lewis, James White. Tom Brady has made so many people so much money.
Although Deion Lewis is actually a pretty good player.
No, he is a good player.
Yeah.
But I think Tom helped to spotlight him. I thought he was really good coming out of Pitt, but they knew how to use him. They knew how to use James
White.
Well,
but that's the problem, though, with taking anyone on New England. Is that
you don't know.
He spreads the ball so much.
I know. You don't know what you're going to get. I'm convinced Chris Hogan could be a pretty good wide receiver, but for whatever reason, he's not the kind of white guy wide receiver that Tom likes.
No.
Tom's I like other kinds of white guy wide receivers.
Yeah.
You're too tall.
Edelman. Hey, I'm going to go Edelman. And you know what? Chris Hogan, sorry. Even when Edelman was down, I took Chris Hogan.
I know you did.
And I'm like, come on, dude.
No.
You're supposed to.
Josh Gordon's starting to get some looks. Josh Gordon's starting to get some looks now that he's getting healthier. I don't know that he's going to be fully healthy.
Are you buying it? I keep seeing ESPN. Is Tom Brady done after that game? I'll tell you this.
After what game? The Titan game?
The Titan game. I don't remember him missing like that, though.
Yeah, that's what's rare is inaccuracies. But, you know, he has – people don't like to say this, but his success, a lot of it has been tied to having a healthy Gronk. And when Gronk's not the same – Tom's not the same.
Well,
that's just the truth.
His record isn't the same.
No, because that's his safety blanket.
Yeah.
He can really light you up with a big target that's easy to hit, and Gronk is a major, major factor for Tom Brady in the offense. So, you know, I'm sure the Texans could say the same thing about D-Hop, but Hopkins has been a very durable wide receiver up to this point in his career. And, you know, here's hoping that the same is true because we know the Kiki QT and Will Fuller aren't durable. Kiki QT, I'm really already sick of him.
What?
You know, no offense, Kiki, but I'm sick of you. You can't stay healthy in the preseason. We've had enough of these slot receivers that can't be healthy. Had enough of Will Fuller who can't be healthy. This not healthy thing, I'm done with that. Mm. If you need to just start going to, you know, Jordan Thomas and see if Jordan Akins can play some slot. Go big slot. Go double tight big slot. Give that look where you run out of it. Something like, you know, you do some stuff like Patriots used to do. Because I'm done with guys who can't stay on the field.
I don't know that Bill O'Brien's going to say he's done with Will Fuller or Kiki QT.
He's not done with them, but he's not happy with.
No coach is happy with.
He doesn't want to. Let me tell you, he doesn't want to sit and talk about guys who aren't healthy and out on a playing field. I don't blame him, but that's not a good look for a rookie to be hurt. Concussions, soft tissue issue. Like, what is it? What is going to be next? And he's already a tiny little guy anyway, so it's not like he's a big guy. Right off the bat, I'm thinking, can this guy even hold up in the NFL? I mean, this is why size matters to NFL players or to NFL coaches and evaluators. You know, when you're a skinny, spindly guy, they say, I don't know if you can hold up. I'm like, oh, no, they'll be fine. That's overrated. Will Fuller always out. Kevin Johnson always out. Now QT can't. Yeah. You know what? Sometimes you got to put a little meat on the bones. 195, 200 pounds, never hurt anybody.
Nope. Gigantic head doesn't hurt either, because then you can stay healthy.
Gigantic head?
No concussions.
I don't think gigantic head has anything to do with that.
Did you ever see O.J. Simpson get a concussion?
No, he doesn't. No, he has a. Well, no. They didn't used to know what concussions were back then.
Alonzo,
they just said, I just had my bell rung.
Alonzo said, I've never seen a bigger head in my life.
It's enormous.
It's enormous.
It is truly.
Do you never?
And
Your brother never had a concussion.
No. Yeah, he did.
He did?
He did at Nichols. Yeah, he had his bell rung.
Somebody had a sledgehammer.
He had to clear the cobwebs. Well, he went against Gary Walker, I think.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
NFL pro, like, hey, this doesn't seem fun.
All right, so I was at Prime yesterday. They had the ladies' day, and it was awesome. They had a bunch of ladies show up.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good. Did you try to see if they'd sneak you a plate of food?
No, I didn't get a plate of food, no.
Okay. Well, I know this much. You can go get a plate of food anytime you're there. We're going to be there tomorrow. We'll be playing in the tournament. Tournament starts at 12, but late registration is until 2, so your chip stack's the same whether you get there early or late. So if you want to come in, if you say, man, I'd love to go play in that tournament, but I don't get off work until I can get out of work at 1 o'clock, awesome. Still, come on over. Put your $120 and get in the tournament. They have add-ons at the break where you can spend another $100 and get the same $20,000 in chips that you started with. It really does give you an advantage moving forward. But it's always a great time, a fun time. John and I will have bounties on us, $100. If you knock us out, you get a $100 chip. And I mean, if you knock us out, you keep the chip, you win $100. You basically pay for your entry. So make sure that you come on out to Prime. It's at 7801 Westheimer. And remember, this is a place that has valet parking, their own parking, valet parking. They have security guards. They have an extremely safe environment. It's a beautiful, beautiful environment. The insides are just beautiful. And nowhere else in the city of Houston has this type of atmosphere. It's really amazing. A lot of the poker players around town have left where they were playing, and they've come over to Prime Social. So you can find a cash game anytime you want in Omaha or No Limit Hold'em. That's always going on at Prime Social. But tournaments go on every day at noon except on Sundays at 2 o'clock. And don't forget, on Saturday, they have a freeze-out. There's no rebuys. You put in your $300, and you have a chance to win. It's a $10,000 guaranteed prize pool. So, you know, you finish inside the top 5 or 6, and you are going to make some pretty good money. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com for all the information, or just head on over to 7801 Westheimer, especially tomorrow, where you have a chance to knock me or John out of the tournament and win your $100. It's Prime Social. I think AJ's playing it too, by the way. It's PrimeSocialTX.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here. 720 ESPN 97.5 live at Texas Mattress Makers 4619 Navigation, where you got the $499 deal. For the adjustable bed. You're not going to find that deal anywhere else. Okay? Please get on over here. and take advantage of this bed. Queen size bed for just $499. That's an unbelievable deal. It's about a quarter of what you're paying everywhere else. That's what Yuval does every single day. All right, 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. How about that Le'Veon Dell? You think the Steelers, I mean, have we ever seen anything like this? First of all, coming out and talking about a man's money, and then as soon as he doesn't show up, they strip his locker. They had a yard sale for all his stuff. Everybody stole all his shoes and clothes and everything out of his locker. Have we ever seen anything like this?
No, the pettiness from teammates, I don't think I've ever seen, particularly for a star player.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's wild. I'm here for it. I appreciate everything the Steelers are doing. And it doesn't hurt that they're in first place and the replacement's playing great football, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think that's a huge key. That's a huge key. We don't need you, right? And you overstep your bounds. But to take all his stuff out of his locker, to have a yard sale on all his stuff.
It looked like they were clowning him. Now, I mean, well, it looked like Bud Dupree was. I guess that's the one that everyone points to, one player on defense, but. You add everything up, man, something is going on in that locker. That, I don't know what he said, how he acts in the offseason, how he – this doesn't feel like, I can't believe they're mad at him about trying to get his money. That's what everyone says. He's just looking out for his money, and he needs to – you know, you would do the same. Nah, that's – y'all are off. There's something way more going on here because I've never seen a team turn on a top player like this before. I mean, something else is at play that other people don't – I'm going to start digging around on that and see if I can figure that out because I can tell you this. That's just – this is not the norm for how a team responds to another top player and a guy who didn't sign his franchise tag. So something else is going on here. He clearly wasn't that liked in the locker room. I don't think that's a stretch at all.
Yeah.
Not from what we can see. And I'm not sure that Kevin Durant is all that loved in Golden State, and Golden State comes in to take on the Rockets tonight. But, you know, we'll see – how they handle what today is the day, so there's no Draymond. So there's no Draymond Green today. They didn't play last night, right?
No, they played the other night without.
It's the Hawks.
Oh, what's that?
He was suspended.
He missed the game.
Hawks. Oh, the Hawks.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
So he will be back.
He will be back.
That is going to be an interesting. That's going to be very interesting then to see how those guys function with each other because that was not a. He's dropping multiple B words on him. Mm-hmm. He's suspended for a game without pay. A team suspended a guy without pay.
So
that's a serious thing.
An anonymous source says KD will not be back.
Yeah, the players.
An anonymous player.
The players know that that's the case, and I just KD handled this so poorly.
But is it on him? Wait a minute. He's yelling at Draymond.
No,
because
Draymond
won't give him the ball,
yeah.
And then they're in a fight, and he keeps calling him the B. You mean about talking about the
well,
free
so Draymond? Draymond didn't like the way that KD talked to him, like the way that he addressed him. I don't know what he said, but
give me the ball, dude.
Yeah, but he said the way that he did it was very disrespectful. His comment was, "I've been here." Or I guess this is what a source said that he's been here way before Kevin Durant, and you don't need to come to me talking to me that way. You wouldn't like it.
No,
I mean, no one would like it if depending on how he was talked to or whatever the case may be, especially a guy who you don't think is all in anyway. See, this is why everyone is now hyper-focused on individual athlete stuff. Brand, my money. And that's fine, and that's great. Now, for whatever reason, the general public, and I'm not asking the general public to always be on the side of the ownership and not player. That's kind of irrelevant to me. But at least recognize and acknowledge this is – you still watch – sports is still a team event. It's always going to be a team event unless you're in boxing or MMA or you're watching figure skating or – and even Olympics is a team event. Olympic gymnastics, things like that. But when you're talking baseball, basketball, football, yes, they are individual players, but they comprise a team. You don't make your money unless you're part of a team. And when you do things like leave your free agency, you make little snide little comments about free agency, you're not sure what you're going to do, and blah, 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 and you leak things out behind the scenes like Kevin Durant did, that's going to sow discontent on a team that has been a pretty good team-oriented group. You know, he was a guy who came in there as an interloper anyway to get his title, basically said he was doing that to get his title. You think Draymond a dog, a guy who's got a lot of dog in him, he can sniff out. He can sniff out that kind of nonsense, and it's probably not sitting well with him.
All right, when
just shut up and just say, you know what? We'll deal with free agency when the year is over. I'm a Warrior, and we're trying to win. These are my guys, and we're trying to win a championship. KD didn't do that.
No. All right. So will they clown KD when he leaves?
100%. They're already doing. They're already clowning Fergie. Because her husband said, hey, guys, that was really disrespectful how you guys were laughing and mocking at her whenever she was singing the national anthem. Like, you guys were laughing, visibly laughing and clowning her during the national anthem. You should apologize. So they did a Fergie remix challenge where they're dancing and clowning her harder. You don't think they're going to clown KD?
Well, KD got clowned. Remember the cupcake stuff that Oklahoma City had for him? When he left there.
He's going to look so weak when he gets clowned by a second team.
It's funny. We're looking at the Steelers clowning Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
We're looking at – and we've seen Oklahoma City clown Kevin Durant. Jimmy Butler, who couldn't have been a bigger pain in the ass, is like nobody's saying a word. All the Minnesota guys are like, we're cool with
Dale,
Jimmy.
Do you want to tell him why Jimmy Butler doesn't get clowned but KD is going to?
Jimmy will kill you.
Yeah, people don't want to mess with Jimmy. No. Jimmy will destroy you. He's already destroyed Markelle Fultz's starting lineup streak.
Right.
Markelle Fultz has started every game this season. Jimmy got there.
Did he really deserve to start every game, though?
I don't know. I haven't watched a lot of Philly basketball.
Jimmy Butler, you got to see him, too, during the season. So you're like, yeah, it's not worth it. Carl Anthony Towns can end up seeing him in an All-Star game. Like, I don't need this.
No. No, you're
He's
right.
He's a great teammate. He knows how to win. I tell you what, whoever's getting him is a winner. And, I mean, so you wish you were still here? I mean, you know, hey, he had to go, and that's fine. I did, you know, I wished he could stay, but he's gone, so that's fine. And no, you didn't want him here.
No, you didn't want him.
You didn't want him here.
All right, 713-780-3776, live at Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation. Come on by. Take advantage of this. Not only that bet, but there are – The selection is unbelievable here. So if you're looking for that bed, it's half the price of everywhere else. And, again, that adjustable bed is unbelievable.
For Bill Advisor, I can tell you this. It's all about your bills. It's all about getting your bills back to where you got. You remember when you first signed up for your cable or satellite, your cell phone, maybe the first time you got that bundled package? Like, I remember it when I first got with when DirecTV was purchased by AT&T and then they all bundled everything together, I'm like, oh, this is great. And then it wasn't so great anymore. Then I realized, man, how did my bills – and it just kind of sneaks up on you. 2-3 years pass and you realize, man, since when does my satellite cost this? This is crazy. I'm spending way too much. I'm going to have to cut some of these channels out. Some of the channels I watch, I'm going to have to sacrifice. No, actually, you don't have to. Let me tell you what Bill Advisor did for me. They came in and said, okay, this is the norm. They start to raise your rates. What we have to do is get you those introductory offers again, and let us just go to work, and we'll see what we can do. They got bill credits. They got more channels, not less. They got more channels for me, and they lowered my rate by like $80 a month. It was insane. You need somebody to help you hit reset on your bills because that's part of the game. They raise your rates over time, and then you sit there and pay it, and a bunch of money goes out of your pocket. Instead, cut back against that bill inflation and reduce your rates through my good friends over at Bill Advisor. They'll get to customer retention, work on bills like helping you with energy bills, home security. It's just so many different things besides just home, internet, cell phone, satellite, things like that. So make sure that you go to BillAdvisor.com to see all of their great offers, and then text GO to 232323 and let them get working on your bills today.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is an interesting thing by Phil Steele. Phil Steele just tweeted out, strength of wins and pain of losses. You get credit for every FBS win of opponent you beat and every loss of opponent you lose to.
Uh-huh.
So LSU is 34-3. The people, they lost to Alabama, but Alabama doesn't have any losses.
Right.
Right? But you don't get so that's a good loss. Even though it was 29-0, that's a good loss. Florida has three losses.
That doesn't feel like a good loss, but I guess for what?
Well, it's the second best loss against Alabama this year.
But they didn't cover by two touchdowns.
It's still the second best. 29 points is the second best loss against Alabama this year.
See, I'm going to disagree. You say that by numbers. Alabama played A&M at home. I'm still going cover. Do you
but
cover?
That's how the number one.
Versus the, yeah,
that's
versus
number the one.
Relative.
Yeah.
Versus the relative
that's
expectations.
The best. And, oh, by the way, Texas A&M. With all these – Kirk Herbstreit pissed me off last week. He was like, well, they're so A&M so up and down. No, they weren't. They lost the mistake game because at the end they fell apart, and they fell apart against Auburn. But this was when they were about to play Auburn, he's saying this. I'm like, no, they played Clemson better than anybody else did, and they played Alabama better than anybody else
loss,
did.
Loss.
But they still played them better.
Yeah, but I think his point is –
that's not up and down. When you lose to Clemson
so
and Alabama,
consistent?
That's not Alabama. That's not up and down.
And then Mississippi State?
Well, that was the only game that they should have won.
I would say they're consistent. I would say they're not winning some games they should. Auburn, Miss State was just a tough game. I don't think they were going to win Miss State, honestly. Kentucky could have gone either way. They beat Kentucky.
Them. Well, they won every other game.
And then Clemson and Alabama. So I understand what he's saying. But it's not that their play has not been up and down. Their play hasn't been up and down. They're just not finishing.
No, they didn't finish. The Auburn game was
that was one that will haunt Jimbo as a coach. Yeah.
That was the one that you should have had. So Alabama, Clemson, and Michigan are all 42-0 because they haven't lost any games. Excuse me, Michigan lost one game, but it was against Notre Dame, and they don't have any losses. So the wins that the teams that they beat are 42. So that'll tell you strength of schedule. Notre Dame, 41. UCF, just 27. Now a lot of people are asking, why can't UCF get up there? Why can't UCF get up there? They're playing a weaker schedule, and their opponents only have 27 wins. That's a problem. That's a problem for UCF, and that they're not going to be able to get over. Georgia,
22 straight wins is pretty.
It's pretty good. Again, yeah, they beat an Auburn team that didn't feel like they should be there after they lost the championship.
Well, but anytime you hold up, I mean, look at Houston, for example, here in town. They've had some Tech. They had too much. There's just too much offense from Tech, but you can just see how one team can be up. Like Houston's an example of a team who gets up, but they've had some bad losses too here recently. And I think it's hard to continue to be up every game. And even in a level of competition that you want to bring up for UCF, there's something to be said for teams who show up every game and win that many times. Like, that's hard to win that many times. We see really good teams just they get in a trap situation or they're just flat. It would not be if UCF was 20-2 during this stretch, we'd be saying, holy crap, that's a great run. They haven't lost.
No, they haven't lost. But again, when you're going to put them in the Alabama, Michigan, Clemson category, but that's what they want.
That's what they want. I just want to make sure that when you're giving yourself rings and all that Alabama says, hey, guys, why are there buses? Why did a big bus show up outside of our facility? Oh, that's Quinnen Williams getting off the bus.
Mackenzie Milton.
Oh, that's Jeff Judy. Or Jerry Judy, I mean. Not Mackenzie Milton.
No, I thought Mackenzie Milton was showing up over there.
No, Alabama says, hey, we heard you've been talking. It's like somebody posting up when you've been talking too much on social media. You see those videos where, Dale, I know you've seen those where somebody knocks on the door. And it's like a confrontation video. Like, I see you've been posting a lot of stuff on social media. And why don't you come outside? I wish Alabama would pull up on UCF like that and just roll up on roll up in their bus. Like, I see you're giving yourself rings.
You think that's going to be
like. Why don't you come outside and come play?
You think it's going to be like James Harden and his boys?
We got I don't know. I just know there's certain people you don't want to mess with. I feel like Bama's one of those teams that you don't really want to keep talking all that yak that you, oh, we should be the national team. We'll give ourselves a parade and rings and all that. Like, that's fine. And all of a sudden, they pull up on you. Yeah. Drop a pin, UCF. Nope. Alabama says, drop a pin,
here
UCF.
Comes, here comes Raekwon Davis.
We'll be more than happy to go meet you on a high school field.
Right.
All of a sudden, UCF doesn't want to have that. You know, that was really the alumni that wanted to get that ring. That wasn't us. That was Scott Frost. Scott Frost thing. He's not even here anymore, guys.
No, go see him in Nebraska.
Yeah.
He's in Nebraska now.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not going great for him.
So anyway, that'll tell you, look, they're 42. Those three teams, you can say what you want. Their opponents, it's 42-0. Notre Dame 41-0. Those are the four teams. LSU 34-3. They've got the three losses. Florida, Oklahoma 37-3 because Texas has three losses, and then West Virginia 28-2. Their one loss to Iowa State. They have two losses, but their opponents only have 28 wins. That's not a great thing. The opponents that they beat. Now they still got Oklahoma State ahead of them, and Oklahoma. So those two games, and they got Oklahoma at home. I'll tell you this. I think, and not that it's more I will say this. Watch out. This Oklahoma State week is dangerous for Dana and West Virginia. Going to Stillwater, a 2:30 game, though, as opposed to a 6:30 game or a 7 o'clock game, that's a little bit of an advantage. But I wouldn't be surprised at all. With Oklahoma looming, that's a tough game. That's a tough game right there. And you never know if Cornelius is playing well, he can light you up, and he can run. He can use his legs as well. That'll be interesting to see on Saturday. That's one of the bigger games of the weekend. 713-780-3776. If there's anything you want to talk about, you're more than welcome.
Michigan's the team that I'm really excited about, and I mean excited from the standpoint of we'd written them off after the very first game. All they've done is win since then. All they've done is play good football. Now they get a battle on the road. Like, if you want to really prove that you belong in the Final Four, go win at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Against an Ohio State team that is good, but they're not great. We've seen better Ohio State teams. This is a really good matchup coming up for for Michigan, provided they don't, slip before then. But they've handled their business on the road in road games so far already, and I feel like they might deserve their spot. I mean, Notre Dame, Michigan, I think Michigan can handle that. And if it's Notre Dame, Michigan, Alabama, and Clemson, I'm just fine with that.
The only bump in the road will be if Alabama loses.
Oh, okay.
If Alabama loses, then Michigan is out.
Yeah, I've read those scenarios about how it's what happens, the complete chaos that could ensue if Alabama loses. I just skip past those sections of articles.
Because it's just a waste.
That's just clown writing, bro.
Indiana at Michigan, and then next week's Ohio State. So,
They should get by. But Alabama's got a lot of tough ones coming up. Auburn, who's just played great football this year, walk through. They'll crush Auburn.
Yeah.
That's not even going to be close. I'll be surprised.
That game, though, you never know even when a team's
bad. If they don't beat them by four touchdowns, I'll be shocked.
So, at Dell, you see a letdown at all for Michigan of look ahead? They got Indiana at home, 28-point favorite.
I mean, no. I don't see them losing that game. I mean,
not losing, but what about – I'm just worried about the cover. I don't care about
well,
the crap.
Well, you have different
– wins and losses don't matter.
You have different aspirations than the Michigan team. In your way of thinking, I could see them not winning by 28 points. But,
yeah.
But that doesn't really matter to Michigan, John.
But what?
That doesn't matter to Michigan.
Yes, it does.
No, it
doesn't.
You
don't think all those alumni are up there betting on their team?
No, all their alumni care about is finally beating Ohio State. They could beat Indiana by a safety, and as long as they find a way to beat Ohio State, they're fine.
I'm going to tell you this. Ohio State's been very disappointing this year. Very, very disappointing.
Yeah.
That Purdue game, then they didn't cover
very disappointing relative term. When you lead with, and they didn't cover.
Yeah, that's
the Purdue game was the big
of course
disappointment.
They didn't cover. They got beat by, what, three
no,
scores?
Not, no,
he's talking about
they didn't
game.
Cover the week. I think they had a bye after that, or maybe not. But they didn't cover after that, too. And I thought, Well, Ohio State's going to cover after that crap.
I think, you know, it hurts a little bit that they've been without Nick Bosa. You see Joey Bosa's coming back for the Chargers.
Back, yeah.
Chargers are going to be a Chargers are going to be an interesting. I'll tell you what, with New England falling off like they have, how would you rank? I know this is we're just going way off the grid here, but we'll do it. We'll do it when we come back. Yeah. Kind of how you rank the top six in the AFC? I want to see if the Texans can get in your top six. We'll do top six. Dell, have yours ready. No Miami. Well, I guess if he wants to put Miami in,
why would
he
can. I do that?
I don't,
I'm not,
why would I don't I do feel that? Like he's going to. I don't feel like he's going
to. No, because Miami blows.
But instead of saying top four, let's go top six, because this is they're starting to be a little movement. Like, these pieces are moving around a little bit.
Well,
in the,
Pittsburgh made a huge move up. Huge move up.
Well, over, yeah, yeah. Over, but Chargers have been there doing it, too. I mean, there's some interesting teams to consider. I like the Raiders a lot, too. Let me tell you about my friends over at Texas Star Grill Shop. And they have been my friends for, I guess, several years. They're the reason that I barbecue the way I do. They're the way that I can post those pictures on Instagram where you're like, where'd you get those beef ribs? How'd you do it? How'd you cook it? Well, so I'll go. Usually I go get my meat over at Pete's Fine Meats. That's where I got my beef ribs. And Pete, and actually Michael over at Pete's is the one who introduced me to Rick Martin and the good people over at Texas Star Grill Shop. Man, oh man! Now in their shop, they've got Wagyu beef that they're selling at cost. Steaks, briskets. That's an unbelievable opportunity and offer. If you're doing your own barbecuing and you've got the best grill in the world, you're going to want to come in for that, and for seasonings, and for marinades, and for grill cleaning supplies, and for pizza stones, rib racks, every amenity you can think of. It makes a great Christmas gift. If you've got somebody who already has an awesome grill or already loves to barbecue, that's where you go in to find things that they're really going to love as a Christmas gift. Why don't you give yourself a gift with this great fall sale going on when you have Pits and Spits, incredibly heavy-duty wood pellet grill? Yes, they're doing wood pellet grill now where it comes out perfect every single time with the monitor, digital monitor, right there on the front of the grill, just like with Traeger, just like with Green Mountain, just like with Memphis and many, many others. Wood, they've got ceramic cookers like the Kamado Joe. They've got the infrared grills like the Saber. And don't forget, Weber gas grills are waiting for you as well if you want to go the route of the gas grill. No matter what your needs are, they will help you find a grill that's right for you. So whether you're an expert or whether you're a novice, they can help you get on the road to being the very best pit master you can be, thanks to all amazing supplies in one shop. It's a one-stop shop. Texas Star Grill Shop. You're lucky enough to have two of them, though. One is in Spring off Louetta. The other location is at 2045 Southwest Freeway, right there at Shepherd. Stop in and tell them that Lance Zierlein and John Granato said hi, and for you to come on in, it's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live at Texas Mattress Makers. 713-780-3776. We're here all morning long, and we've got tickets to the A&M game if you want to come by and pick them up. We've also got our word that we have to do right now. This is a quick segment because we've got Major Applewhite at the top of the hour. So our word of the day for your staycation at the Houstonian, giving away a weekend stay at the in December, which is, it doesn't get any nicer than the Houstonian in December. It's hard to find Christmas. You find Christmas in the Post Oak area, in the Galleria.
Yeah.
You know, it really looks like Christmas.
Or down Westheimer in Highland Village.
Yeah. River Oaks. Their houses. Man. Yeah.
That traffic gets insane.
Well, yeah. And the, The Christmas lights, Mr. McKinney takes you on a Christmas light tour. I'm sure that they go there with their bus, and they do that as
My
well.
My wife already heard, like, I need to get those tickets for Mr. McKinney's bus.
Yes.
She said, I remember I'm the one who told Celeste they should add that. I'm like, well, then call her and tell her, see how you get your tickets. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're trying to give away staycations. Leave me alone.
So this is something that's also included in it. Yeah. Breakfast in bed on Saturday morning, a dinner for two, a tribute. All of this is included. Great giveaway for the Houstonian. If you have never been to Houstonian, well, I'm sorry. What else do we win today, Del? What's the other package that someone will win?
Now you win. If you win, you're entered into the drawing to potentially win that staycation.
Right. Yeah. We're going to draw on December 3rd. December 3rd.
But if you win today, you're going to win this, Del.
If you had a couple last night and you need a little help recovering, what do you do, John? Who do you go to?
Oh, Thrive Plus.
That's right. 3-bottle sample of Thrive Plus will be your prize. And then, like you guys said, if you win the prize, you enter into the staycation giveaway.
I do it a little differently. I do Thrive Plus and Coors Light. So if I've had too many last night, I just start up again.
Yeah.
Right? I do Thrive Plus and Coors Light. So our Coors Light is a Coors Light a part of this as well?
No, you don't give. We're not giving away Coors Light. We're giving away Thrive.
Oh, okay. Well, you give away Thrive and Coors Light. That'd be awesome. I think that'd be a great, great, great. If we thought about our people at all, then that's what we'd do.
Is there a way for you not to crowbar Coors Light into everything?
I'm not crowbarring anything, and Coors Light is part of your life.
We say what the word is going to be?
Nope. The word is going to be mattresses.
Okay.
Mattresses.
So you got to say when you hear, you got to say the word mattresses later in the show when we call for you to call.
Right.
That's how that's, so you got to keep listening and you'll find out, but this is definitely a prize that's worth you, continuing to listen in for. So you have a chance to win the staycation. It's going to be a huge. You can say, "Hey, baby, I got this for a Christmas present. I got this for you." Don't tell her you want it. Say, "I bought. How much was this?" Like
a lot.
So, but luckily, we'll be in a hotel room all week. All weekend.
A weekend breakfast in bed.
Hey, girl.
The mansion tour.
That's where you hit her with the "Hey, girl," and then see what jumps off.
Dinner for two, a tribute.
Yep.
All of this. It's
extra
a big
prize. Cheese and jalapenos. Right. Get it? So, there's a question on the internets on the Twitter app that says this. What is, Dale, you can't play this. Captain Ron could probably play it, but you can't play this. It says, what alcohol did you drink when you were younger that you are ashamed of now? I know John's got to have something.
Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, mine would be Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm.
It's the same. To me, they're the same. They're the same class of narcotics.
Yeah.
Class B, whatever. I don't know.
It was crazy. You would drink Mad Dog and just run around like a maniac and then pass out.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, you know what? No. Actually, no. Okay, I drank those. I'm not necessarily ashamed of it. You know what I was ashamed of? Wine coolers.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in high school, like, I don't like the taste of beer. This is wine coolers
get
are
this.
Nice. Bartles and James wine coolers. That's what I'm most ashamed. You want to say ashamed? You're not really ashamed
get
of drinking
this.
Mad Dog.
Get this. Yanni at Texas A&M didn't like the taste of beer. He brought wine coolers with him to all at A&M.
Ooh, that's tough. That's a tough out right there.
What do you think they thought of him? And then he didn't get married till like he was 45. What do you think the thought was?
Confirmed bachelor. You don't drink beer at A&M.
At A&M.
You better be
swilling
vodka
or
something.
You got to have giant but he wasn't, basketballs.
But he was. Did you say he was drinking
wine coolers to a party?
At A&M.
At A&M.
That's really any college. Really any college.
But A&M?
Because when I went to Tulane, it turned into drinking Cuba Libres and then, of course, wow. Wine coolers in college is not a good move.
At A&M?
Yeah.
Okay. Major Applewhite joins us on the other side right here.
I'll tell you about Men's Tea Clinic. It's a big, big change for me. I got my dosage right. I wasn't getting – I said, something doesn't feel right about the I'm not feeling like I once did. And so they ran the lab work on me and said, okay, yep, here's why, blah, blah, blah. And so they made some changes in dosage. I had to go give blood a couple of times because it lowered the red blood cell count. They said, you should see a big jump. And sure enough, everything changed. I mean, energy level was back to where it was. I'm out there working out late at night, getting the same great workouts in that I had before. I've lost now 15 pounds. Getting some lean muscle mass back better, workout stuff. I mean, you start to see a difference in your body type. And that's just one of the areas where low testosterone can really creep in. You don't maintain your lean muscle mass. It also can have a big impact on energy level and I have a hard time coming up with the word, just your drive. And it can be your drive in the bedroom. It can be your drive at the workplace. It can be your drive on the weekends to just live life and not be a couch potato. Get that back. Get the zeal and the zest for life back. And that's a big part of testosterone treatments. That's why it's considered such a huge quality of life issue. And it's one of the reasons why insurance companies will pay for your testosterone treatments. Make sure that you go to Men's T Clinic and get tested and find out if you are low in testosterone. Four locations, one at Pearland, Pasadena, Cypress, and in the Heights. For more information about exact locations, go to mensteaclinic.com. Get in there, get tested, and get back to being the real you with the professionals at mensteaclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.